This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh, so glad to have you with us tonight. Kevin McCullough saying welcome aboard. It's a live look at not only what is going on in the news and the headlines, but we've got some special topics to talk about tonight. A college professor trying to say that the election of our president-elect was in fact an act of terrorism. That's what she told her class this week. That is what she told her class. And then, oddly, very oddly, someone in her class was caught videotaping her. Imagine that. Some kid in the class didn't think it was cool that she was saying that the election of Donald Trump was an act of terror. We'll get to that story before long. Also, let's go to the big board. We haven't checked in on the big board in quite a while. And tonight, we do have a very, very cool broadcast for you. We've got the story about the college professor and the Orange Coast Republicans that are fighting them. You may have seen it on Fox News this week. But in the second hour, in the ladies' lounge, we've got Bethany Mandel from The Federalist joining us. She's one of their senior writers over there and a fan favorite here in the ladies' lounge. And you may know this woman right here, Leah Remini. Leah is someone who has come out of and is now busy exposing the entire fraud that Scientology is. And she has a very, very big hit TV show on the A&E channel. And so this has made massive news. She's been all over the place talking about this. And Bethany Mandel is privy to some. Well, she actually has drawn a very interesting argument in something that she wrote this last week for The Federalist, because people that abuse other people via religion, I think that a lot of people would believe this. If you use religion to abuse people, you're worse than just a normal abuser, whatever that may be. And that's hard to say, because abuse is abuse and it's all bad and you shouldn't abuse anyone anyway. But when you use the moral leverage of something and you're saying that it's God or that it's a moral right to do whatever you're doing, to brainwash or molest or whatever it is that is involved, it's pretty compelling stuff. So anyway, that series, I think one episode is aired, the second one is coming up, or the second one just aired and the third one's coming out, somewhere in that range. And we're going to chat about it tonight with Bethany Mandel, and that should be fairly interesting. But I don't know. I didn't ask the staff tonight. I don't know that they may cut the wire to my microphone now. But every year I do the same thing. The week after the division championships in the NC2A college football arena, and last week you had the conference championships. They always have the one really spectacular event known as the Army Navy game. And for 117 years, the service academies of our fine nation have come together and had a little bit of a rivalry on the gridiron, because while that is very intense and they fight very hard for it, when they leave, when they graduate those service academies, they go and they stand in trenches together, they go on boats together, they fly planes together, they jointly put their life on the line voluntarily to keep you safe and to keep me safe, my ankle biter safe, everybody safe tonight. And so today, my boys are just getting big enough. My four-year-old and my six-year-old are just getting to the age now where they're like, Dad, why are you wearing your Navy sweatshirt today? And I said, because this is Army-Navy Day. And they're like, what does that mean? So we went through the whole thing about why we are a Navy family. Both of my grandfathers served in the Navy in the big war. Used to sit at the foot of their beds and hear stories from them about what it was to be part of that. My brother-in-law now is a forward-serving pilot for the Navy, and he does, you know, a bunch of really cool stuff that he can't tell me about most of the time, maybe sometime 30 years from now when they're no longer doing it. But right now, we're a huge Navy family, and there's just no give on this. I got Charmaine Yost, past guest in the Ladies' Lounge. She gets on Facebook with me today, and she goes, "Are you serious about this? This is going to present a major problem." And I wrote back, "Yeah, but not for me." I mean, there's no doubt in my we're all Navy, and Navy has been the service academy for the last 14 years. They have just pummeled the Army on the football field year after year after year after year, 14 years in a row. And today it looked like they were just going to have their comeuppance. It looked like Army was just going to kick their fanny and say, "Enough with this losing stuff. We, the Army, the military cadets of the West Point Academy, are standing up, fighting for the soldiers everywhere." Because they went in at halftime with a 14-0 lead. And then, lo and behold, Navy came out and started plugging away at it. Army did win. 21-17, I think, was the final score. Major kudos to the West Pointers, and congratulations to them. But I just have to say this in the Navy's defense, okay? 9 of the starters they started with at the beginning of the year are out for the season. They've been injured. Last week, their second-string quarterback broke his foot. And so they started and had to play their third-string quarterback all game today. And he looked pretty rough in the first half, but really turned it on in the second half and made a game of it. I mean, it was they actually took the lead 17-14 at one point, and then Army got that final touchdown. So, but congratulations, and genuinely, a great day for America, because it's one of those times where the boys can come in and they say, "Dad, who are we watching? Who are we pulling for?" Well, we're pulling for both of them. Yeah, we're a Navy household. Go Navy, beat Army. But everybody that's in that stadium, all the guys with the hats, whether they're gray or white, they're going to be giving years of their life to make sure that you're safe, to make sure that you have a place to go to school, to make sure that this country is not harmed by terrorists. All of those people in that stadium giving their lives, dedicating in service to this country, commitment, honor, valor, integrity, everything that they've got. And it's one of those, it's one of the few things that you can point to and go, "Look at those guys, boys. Those are heroes in the making. They're not serving yet, but they are going to be, and they are indeed heroes." So we thank all of the armed services. I did get a little bit of a kind of from some Air Force people on the social media page today. In fact, one of them was gloating. They said, "Well, you know, the Air Force Academy beat both the Naval Academy and the Military Academy this year." And so she said, "I think I'm just going to cheer for Air Force today." And this is a friend I went to high school with. And I wrote back and I said, "Well, yeah, but the difference is these are actually forward-serving military branches. You Air Force people, we appreciate you keeping the Canadians at bay for us. You know, we're afraid that northern border is going to be invaded at some point. And the fact that you fly those routes, you know, along Montana and New York and it's very, very dangerous stuff you're doing up there. But we appreciate it. We're grateful that you're keeping the Canucks at bay, keeping them out of our hair, because you know we have that massive northern illegal immigration issue. You know, where they're just all coming across. And if it weren't for the Air Force, my goodness, man, that border would just be porous as heck. But when you want real fighter pilots to go bomb something somewhere, you always call the Navy boys. That's right, the F-18s. Anyway." Do I sound like I'm sour graping tonight? Is that a little sour grapes? Maybe it's a little sour grapes. I was sad. I was sad for the boys. I thought they did good. Anyway, so the president couldn't find his way to Baltimore today. How far exactly is Baltimore from Washington, D.C., by the way? Because they normally play this up in Philadelphia. But today they thought, hey, we'll play it close to Baltimore. Close to the nation's capital. Maybe the commander-in-chief would come and cheer us on. He didn't come last year. He sent the vice president. He didn't go the year before that. He sent the secretary of defense. So today, President-elect Trump shows up to a rousing welcome. The CBS guys put him in the booth for a little while, and something really cool evidently happened right in front of him. Take a look at this little footage from earlier today at the Army-Navy game.
Interaction with Joe Biden.
what? I couldn't quite make it out. Did you hear what they said right there? As he's in the booth doing a little interview, because they do that, you know, they have celebrities stop by, they do a little impromptu interview. By the way, today was Vern Lundquist's last day with CBS College Football. He's been doing it, I don't know, 100 years. Great career. He was a Texas sports guy. I used to watch him doing the local 10 o'clock sports reports for the ABC station in Dallas when I was a kid. Anyway, he's retiring from the CBS football. He'll still do some March Madness and other things, but good luck on Vern Lundquist's future and what he's doing. But Donald Trump, they said they were chanting "Make America Great Again." They're in the stage, they're in the stands. I'm telling you, the military is happy about our new president. You know who's not? College professors. When we come back, we're going to talk about exactly why one of them went all tirade in her classroom this week. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is what we call Radio Night Live from the world's greatest city. Back in a moment.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
So glad that you're with us live from New York on great stations like KKFT in Reno, Nevada, and AM 970 The Answer in Louisville, Kentucky, and AM 660 The Answer Orlando, all across the country and on great television stations across the Biz TV network coast to coast as well. We're grateful for you being here. Our phone number is open, and that means we like you to participate in the discussion as it goes along, and I always try to have at least one fairly compelling topic for us to talk about over the course of the evening. Of course, we have the Ladies Lounge at the top of the second hour, and we've got lots of fun things to talk about along the way. But here's what I want to get to tonight. This last week, it came to the attention of the media, some in the media, few in the media, that a professor in California, I believe her name is Olga something. I don't really care to know her whole name, because she's kind of a jerk. And kind of what she does to her students who are held hostage and have to attend her class and sit under the babble that you're about to hear is really kind of disgusting to me. I kind of wish this woman would get fired. She kind of reminds me of a zit on the butt cheek of humanity. But, you know, far be it from me to judge. So she's having her class, and she's opening it up not long after the elections of 2016. And this student videotaped this rhetoric that she was going on about. It became viral and now has gotten the student in a little bit of trouble. In fact, there are some teachers' unions that handle college professors that have evidently threatened him when he made public the threats. They walked it back and said, oh, no, we never threatened him. But he is sticking to a story that they have. But what was it all about? Well, take a listen to this. This is what happened in Professor Olga's classroom. Take a listen.
White supremacist and a vice president that is one of the most anti-gay humans in this country. And so we are in for a difficult time, but again, I do believe that we can get past that. Our nation is divided. We have been assaulted. It's an act of terrorism. One of the most frightening things for me and most people in my life is that the people committing the assault are among us. It is not some stranger from some other country coming in and attacking our sense of what it means to be an American and the things that we stand for. We are way beyond Republicans and Democrats, and we're really back to being a civil war. And I don't mean it in a fighting way, but our nation is divided as clearly as it was in Civil War times.
That is some astounding stuff that she says there. And she went on to say, and there's other cuts, I don't know if we'll get to them tonight or not, but there are some other cuts in which she says, and I take great pleasure to know that I have a coping mechanism. And her students, you know, rapt attention at this garbledygook that's coming out of her mouth. They're wanting to know, well, what are the coping mechanisms? She says, well, one is I have great hope for the country because those of us who didn't want Trump actually outnumbered the people that did want Trump. He said, we won the popular vote, like that matters, ever, in America. So here, just some of the things that she says in that tape that you heard. A white supremacist and his vice president who's homophobic. That's basically where she started the conversation. That they committed an assault against the people of America. That it was terrorism. And that it wasn't just like, you know, jihadi terrorism. This was terrorism that was done by the people who sit in the seat next to you. Now, in this classroom, there are conservative Republican students. There were supporters of Donald Trump that sat in that classroom.
one of them taped that diatribe and later published it on social media. Upon the publication and upon of it going viral, and it has now, it's gotten several thousand views in different platforms, the teachers' unions reached out to the kid and said, we're going to sue him or her. I don't know who did it. And they're gonna be sorry that they did this. The Orange Coast Republicans are the ones that are now taking on the public brunt for this fight because they're wanting to give the student anonymity. So their students are going out and taking the interviews and stuff on behalf of the student. But is that the kind of and I believe this was a state university. I believe it was a state associated university in California. Is this the kind of thing that our tax dollars should be supporting by way of teachers in the classroom in America in 2017? Nick, go back to the start of the tape. I want to play it one more time for you. I just want you to notice all the stuff that she says, because they did a nice job of editing it down and putting a lot of the juicier things back to back. But take a listen one more time.
White supremacist and a vice president that is one of the most anti-gay humans in this country. And so we are in for a difficult time, but again, I do believe that we can get past that. Our nation is divided. We have been assaulted. It's an act of terrorism. One of the most frightening things for me and most people in my life is that the people committing the assault are among them. It is not some stranger from some other country coming in and attacking our sense of what it means to be an American and the things that we stand for. We are way beyond Republicans and Democrats, and we're really back to being a civil war. And I don't mean it in a fighting way, but our nation is divided as clearly as it was in civil war times.
We are as divided as we are now as we were at the time of the Civil War. Now, at the time of the Civil War, we drew guns and shot each other. We were that divided. It was, and they meant that in a fighting way. But she's saying that the election of Trump, the lawful landslide election of Donald Trump, He won a landslide by the rules of the game. He won a landslide. And all these recount things are blowing up faster than people can say boo at. The Michigan case, the judge said, nope, that's done. Trump won. Wisconsin, they've been going now for almost 10 days. They're over 85% of the state counted. And the original margin was roughly 22,000 votes. And the margin now is 22,090 votes, something like that. But huge headway that Jill Stein and Hillary Clinton made in challenging that. Pennsylvania's said they filed too late to be a lawful recount anyway. They're still trying to fight it in court. But my point is this. Is it, first of all, accurate what this teacher is saying? That the election of Donald Trump is an assault, that it is terrorism, the equivalent of terrorism, to the citizens of the United States, equal to the Civil War, that the president-elect and his cabinet have been elected. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. She says, well, we outnumbered him. This is an assault against me and most of the people I know, a professor at a public university in California. I don't know who most of the people are that she knows. I don't think Donald Trump's coming to terrorize her. Your thoughts, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We continue from New York. It's Radio 9 Live.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Xtendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Xtendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Xtendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
So glad you're with us. It's Radio Night Live. What a gorgeous shot. Nick, leave that up on the screen for a second. For those of you that join us via the television, that is a shot. I'm guessing it's coming from the top of World Trade. But it looks out over the East River, but it is normally it is like zoomed in a little bit more on the Brooklyn Bridge. Tonight it's just showing the skyline view, for those of you listening by radio, of the East River. And I think there's enough distance in the to the top of the screen that it's showing. That's the Murfreesboro. Okay, that's got to be like the Queensboro then. So you've got the Brooklyn, you've got the Queensboro, and then you've got other bridges that you can see further up the river. Very, very cool. It is a cold, wintry night in New York. I don't know where what it is like where you are, but we are grateful that you're with us. Kevin McCullough, so thankful, too, that you're a bunch of clear-headed thinkers, and I'm grateful for the brand-new partners that are jumping on board with us to help sponsor the broadcast in 2017. I want to introduce you to a brand-new one tonight. They are called TechWorks. If you're sick and tired of computer guys that are impossible to reach, they don't follow up on anything, they don't fix things the right way the first time, and then they end up nickel and diming your company to death to get your network fixed, I want you to know that TechWorks is the company that I trust and that I am telling everyone about in 2017. Why? Because they don't do business incentivized in a way for their people to spend lots of hours fixing things, thus bilking the client out of lots of hours of billable time. What they actually do is incentivize the relationship to be focused on getting and keeping your network operational to its fullest power the entire time that it's operating, and if you do go down, to get you up and running again as soon as possible. They know that even an hour's worth of downtime can cost your business costly money. So, again, the phone number, put that back on the screen, Nick, for in what they're doing is for anybody that calls in this introductory period going into 2017, they're going to offer completely free consultations and contribute $100 to a charity of your choice when you call and set up your appointment. It's 973-567-6404. 973-567-6404. If you're looking for expert cloud service and patented security on your cloud and IT security, unlike anything else in the business, TechWorks is your place. 973-567-6404. 973-567-6404. Or TechWorks.com to get a free look at what they do as well. TechWerxe. TechWorks.com. TechWorks. WERXE. TechWorks.com. And that's where you can go and get to know them. But Sej and the whole team there are really, really awesome people. I had a chance to get to know them personally over the last few months, and I'm really impressed and so grateful that they're on board now for the coming year of 2017. All right, we're talking about this story out of a California university. Let's play that tape one more time. Here's Professor Olga talking to her little mush brains about why the election was an act of terrorism and assault against the American people. Take a listen.
White supremacist and a vice president that is one of the most anti-gay humans in this country. And so we are in for a difficult time, but again, I do believe that we can get past that. Our nation is divided. We have been assaulted. It's an act of terrorism. One of the most frightening things for me and most people in my life is that the people committing the assault are among us. It is not some stranger from some other country coming in and attacking our sense of what it means to be an American and the things that we stand for. We are way beyond Republicans and Democrats, and we're really back to being a civil war. And I don't mean it in a fighting way, but our nation is divided as clearly as it was in Civil War times.
And yet, isn't it interesting? She says we are divided, and yet an overwhelming turnout to make a decision to change the direction of the country. 65 million people said we want this country to go in a different direction. In 33 of 50 states said we want the country to go in a different direction. More than 3,000 of 3,800 counties went in a different direction. It was an overwhelming statement by the population to say we're going in a different direction. I don't know what she's smoking. Let's go to Tom, who's calling us from Atlanta, Georgia, watching on Biz Television down there. Hello, Tom. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Yes, I would agree with her because the rest of us don't want to go in the direction that she was choosing.
So you would agree with her that she was under assault?
No, I agree with you.
Oh, with me?
I agree with her in the fact that, yes, it may be an act of being upset about things, but I am with the rest of the people who voted for Donald Trump, chose that we needed a different direction.
What do you think about a college professor having the freedom to do this with captive students in her classroom? Actually, Tom, we got to take a break. I'm going to ask you that question on the other side of this. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make health care reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower health care costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
1681. So glad you're with us live from New York every Saturday night. Kevin McCullough is my name, and this is Radio Night Live. Coming up at the top of the hour, hour two, we will throw open the Ladies Lounge, and tonight, featuring the brilliant women of media, Bethany Mandel of The Federalist will join us. She says that the whole celebrity crush that Scientology has had on celebrities, the whole, like, hey, you know, be our spokespeople thing, it's like running into real trouble, and she's going to explain why. It has to do with the Leah Remini mini series that's on A&E. Speaking of which, if you're in the New York area, my very good friend, Frank Morano, who's a very talented radio producer and host, does a Sunday morning broadcast called Morano in the Morning, which, you know, oddly enough, he would name it that. And tomorrow at 6:30, Leah Remini will be his guest, talking about her successful series. A&E says it is the most successful TV series they have had in years, maybe decades. Why? We'll get Bethany Mandel's take on that coming up in the second hour. Anyway, we're talking about the appropriateness or the inappropriateness of this college professor in California who said a whole bunch of horrible things, that basically the election of Donald Trump was equivalent to terrorism, and that people are going to be they feel assaulted, and that there's, you know, basically we're just, you know, being shot to hell in a handbasket. Tom has called us from Atlanta. And, Tom, I'm curious. You said that you disagree with the professor. You agree with the majority of Americans that voted Trump into office. But let me ask you this. How do you feel about a professor on the role of the taxpayers being able to basically hold her class audience and fill their minds with the stuff that she was saying in the clip that I played for you earlier?
Absolutely disagree. If she's doing it to try and get them to express an idea, that's one thing, because she's presenting a point of view. But I absolutely disagree with this person and her premises.
Yeah. Well, and it would be one thing, too, if she opened it up to people that disagreed and said, tell me why I'm wrong. I mean, that's what really good professors do. But instead, the teachers union then goes and threatens the student that actually took the recording.
That's awful. That's absolutely awful. And that is why people like myself voted the way I voted.
Yeah. Well,
we need a new America, and we need one that stands for what I was raised to believe in, which is the Constitution and the importance of that.
Well, it is pretty awesome to see the president-elect show up to congratulate our service academies at the Army-Navy game, and for the crowd to chant "Make America Great Again" while he was getting his interview today. Tom, thanks for holding on. Thanks for answering the questions. 888-340-3373. Does this professor have any room to stand on, any leg to stand on, to stand in front of her class and to say, basically this? Play it one more time, Nick. This is Professor Olga in a university on the West Coast.
And shortly after, a local education union commented.
Oh, we don't have it queued up in the right spot. So we'll get that done, and then I'll have it for you again. Let's go to Walt in Pennsylvania, just outside Philadelphia. Hello, Walt.
Hi, Kevin.
You know, normally they play the Army-Navy game really near you. They took it nice and convenient for the president down to Baltimore this year, and he still stiffed them. He said, I'm not showing up for that. Why would I go see the Army-Navy game now? I haven't done it in 8 years. Why now?
Kevin, first of all, I'd like to wish you and everybody else associated with the broadcast a Merry Christmas and season's greetings.
Thank you, sir. We received that.
Kevin, sadly, these college professors are either grossly ignorant or they're simply don't know their history. Kevin, on November 8th, the wise people of this country narrowly averted becoming a de facto dictatorship. Anybody that denies that, as I have referred to, what the Clintons did in Waco, Texas, was an atrocity. Kevin, Waco was to the Branch Davidians what Kristallnacht was to the Jews of Germany. In my opinion, the Clintons should be put up on, they should have Nuremberg-type trials for the Clintons.
Yeah, but we didn't pick them, and so we're going in a different direction now. This professor, using the captive audience of her classroom, and she's on the staff of a state-funded facility. How do you feel about that?
Well, Kevin, it's ridiculous. There was a terrific movie made about 50 years ago. It was called Dr. Zhivago.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's about the Bolshevik Revolution and et cetera. And You know, a lot of these liberal professors, these socialist professors, should go back and look at that movie and realize that, you know, that the Clintons and all these stupid Democrats, you know, they pretend to be for the poor and downtrodden. They remind me of the character, I think the guy's name was Pasha, that he was the guy that led the, you know, led the marches for, they were, people were begging for bread in the streets, etc. But when he finally got the power, he was more oppressive and dictatorial than the czar ever was.
Yeah. Well, and that's not surprising. Walt, appreciate the call. As always, thank you. 888-340-3373. Nick, refire that audio. This is Professor Olga and what I'm illustrating for you here.
The Kelly file called, however. The union insisted legal action.
We still don't have it queued up to the right spot. We're trying to get the classroom audio of the professor who was basically on a tirade. She said some of the most outrageous things, like the election was an act of terrorism against Americans. It was an assault. She said the scary thing about this was the assault was coming from people who are, you know, your neighbors. They sit right next to you. And she said this demonstrates that we are as divided as we were in the era of the Civil War. Even if you agree that this is a divided country, and I do, there are divisions in this country. I don't doubt that. Can we not, at the beginning of a new administration, say, but let's give this guy his chance to do his thing? Isn't that what President Obama was given 8 years ago? And for 8 years, hasn't the majority of people said, you know, we're gonna trust this guy, and we're gonna, you know, try to give him the benefit of the doubt, even when things didn't work, like Obamacare, and we had questionable understanding of what his policy towards terrorism and other things were? I mean, it seems to me highly hypocritical that some of these elitists are now saying, we lost, so it must be a place of terror. Kevin McCullough coming back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas.
That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
It's Kevin McCullough. That's a live shot of Times Square, and it looks like we got a little bit of traffic and such going on out there. Thank you, thank you, thank you for welcoming us into your home, letting us be here as part of your Saturday night, especially as we get closer to the end of the year. I know you got holiday parties and such to go to. I'm grateful that you're here. Also grateful that Bethany Mandel is going to join us at the top of the hour. She's one of our favorites in the Lays Lounge. She's a writer for The Federalist, which is a great website. If you're not reading it, you should on a regular basis. But she's written a piece on how the whole Scientology community, while trying to embrace, you know, the Tom Cruises of the world, have kind of had their bluff called with celebrities. We'll get into that coming up with Bethany at the top of the hour, and also ask her about a few other things. As a journalist, what is her take on this whole fake news phenomenon that's out there and some other things? But we're talking right now and throughout the show, the caller topic for tonight has to do with this story of this professor in California saying some pretty absurd stuff. Take a listen.
Supremacist and a vice president that is one of the most anti-gay humans in this country. And so we are in for a difficult time, but again, I do believe that we can get past that. Our nation is divided. We have been assaulted. It's an act of terrorism. One of the most frightening things for me and most people in my life is that the people committing the assault are among us. It is not some stranger from some other country coming in and attacking our sense of what it means to be an American and the things that we stand for. We are way beyond Republicans and Democrats, and we're really back to being a civil war. And I don't mean it in a fighting way, but our nation is divided as clearly as it was in civil war times.
She went on to say in a clip beyond that that she has a lot of coping mechanisms that she can use to deal with this. Like, for instance, the fact that more people believed in the message of the way she thinks about it than the way those who supported Donald Trump think about it. Very absurd assertion to make, but nonetheless, that's how she thinks. 888-340-3373, your thoughts on that. Let's go to Ray, who's watching us in New York on Biz TV. Hello, Ray.
Hello there, Kevin.
Glad to have you. What's your thought?
Kevin, there's a lot of that going around. I call it doom and gloom. It almost reminds me of the time when Obama was elected. There was all this doom and gloom talk, all this negativity. And I feel that with that professor, it's just a continuation. And on social media, it's the same thing. It's all this negativity. Well, everything is just going to come to an end because Trump has elected. So that's all I really want to say.
Yeah, but it's not based in any form of reality. Like, what has he even done to make them think that the world is ending? Like, thank you, Ray. I mean, for instance, at the Army-Navy game, he went to the game. The president doesn't even go to the game. The president-elect went to the game. He said thank you to the Navy men and the Army men, and he said, we appreciate your service and that you're going to go out there and defend us. I'm going to try to be a good commander-in-chief. Like, where's the skies falling? I don't get any of that. Anyway, 888-340-3373 if you've got thoughts, and we will continue. Hour 2 is up next here on Radio Night Live.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
As
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
68-1680.